ho, ho, ho. This is Vancouver Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650, a presentation of White Spot. Now, here's your host, Brooke Ward.
The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello, hockey fans, and welcome to another edition of White Spot, Vancouver Giants This Week on the mighty Sportsnet Radio Network, heard coast to coast, the flagship station right here, located in Vancouver, Sportsnet 650, the voice of all sports of all kind, all mankind, the voice of all mankind sports, and the voice of the Vancouver Giants, too. You pick a sport, we're the voice of it. Right here, the mighty 650. That's what we should just call the place. I know it's Sportsnet, but yeah, you're listening to the mighty 650 tonight. It's Sportsnet's radio. I might drop that on you a few more times here tonight. It is the mighty 650. It's Sportsnet Radio. I'm Brooke Ward. It's White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week. Dale Sipe, Giants senior VP, to join us in a couple of moments, talk about some of the events coming up for the Giants. Their next home game is on the 31st. Ty Haliburta and the Kelowna Rockets come to town. It's country night at the LEC. Going to find out more about that, some of the other nights that are coming on to the Langley Event Center with the Giants very shortly. Nathan Canner, the play-by-play voice of the Giants as well, who have dropped three in a row after being unbeaten in three. And boy, they're banged up right now with injuries. And also Bill Wilms later in the program for the G-Men as well. Went 0-for-3 on the weekend. Gave up a lot of shots. Got some really great goaltending from Burke Hood. And there were other individual performances for the Giants, too. But when you were missing Ryan Lynn and Mathis Preston and Joe Aginla and Caleb Hartman and Adam Tittleback now on the shelf for a while for the Giants, and the list seems to go on, that is the top end of your offense. So offensively right now, a struggle for the Giants, that's for sure. And the puck's in their own end a lot, and the shot clock shows that. One thing I'll say for the Giants, though, as well, is their work ethic is unchallenged. They are working hard. These third and fourth liners, basically, on the hockey club, they're now asked to play first line minutes. They are working hard. There's no quit in them. But a 4-2 loss to Penticton, a 4-1 loss in Everett, and then a 5-1 loss with an empty netter on Sunday to Prince George. It tells a tale of the tape for the Giants, a team that's on the outside at the moment looking in to a playoff spot. 5 points out of a spot right now. They're running out of games, but there's also a 5-game homestand coming up for the Giants. They're hoping to get healthy bodies back. Bill Wilms, as mentioned, going to join us in a couple moments. I want to drop this on you right now. Parker Burgess, head coach of the Giants, after the Sunday game against Prince George. You know, these guys got to be down and dejected, still showing up for the post-game show in the banquet hall with Greg Ballack and Bill Wilms. And yeah, it must be tough to swallow all these, you know, losses, but Parker and the rest of the coaching staff and the team trying to hold things together.
We're in a tough stretch, and teams go through it, especially when you're young. And for some reason, it just happens in hockey where one guy goes down and then all of a sudden five or six go down. And, you know, we're not going to sit here and make any excuses, because obviously other players have opportunities and roles and responsibilities that are elevated. But it's difficult. And I look at tremendous weekend last weekend. You get 5 or 6 points, and the unfortunate pieces of losing Ryan and losing Mathis, but then also losing Caleb Hartman, and you know, still not having Joe. Like, those are, it's tough to overcome those things. Those are facts. And but I look at the weekend as a whole. This weekend, you know, you have the second, first, and third place team in the conference, you know, in a 3-3 when you're already banged up. And, you know, I have to judge. I understand it's a results-driven business, but I have to judge our group by their care level, by their competitiveness, by their effort, their play without the puck. And, you know, over the past 6 games, we haven't given up more than 4 goals in one game. You look at last night where you're down 3-0 early, and if our team didn't have compete and care and character, that game can be 7 or 8. Like, those are tremendous opponents. And right now we just have to work on finding ways to generate offense as best we can. And, you know, that's power play included, because we're going to have to really work to create it right now. You know, Ryan and Mathis and Caleb and Joe, all these guys are chomping at the bit. They just want to get back in and help. When you talk about like an energy and a feeling amongst the group, when those guys who are not in the lineup are seeing the commitment and the sacrifice and the character from the guys that are in it and that are battling and doing everything in their power to just do their best. That's like, it's anything in life. You have to just, all you can do is ask for somebody's very best. And I don't think I can sit here and say, hey, we didn't have guys that gave their very best this weekend. They did. And so we'll be better for it. And our job is to stay positive and energetic and enthusiastic moving into this week. And then we get to go up and play Prince George again. And I think the road trip comes at a great time. We've got a lot of new faces and a lot of new bodies. And it'll just be good to be on the road together.
Parker Burgess of the Giants, that's your head coach. The Giants are in Prince George trying to just stay the course. Get some points in Prince George Friday and Saturday night. Vancouver Giants Senior Vice President joins us now. His name is Dale Sipe. Good guy. Hello, Mr. Sipe. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm swell. I'm better than good now that you are here. People out there in Giant Land should know that Sipe hooked me up with a Nathan's hot dog the other day at the game. That's a good hot dog, Sipe. Thank you, pal.
Yeah, they're exceptional. They're doing a really good job at the LEC with all our concessions and the different food choices. Now they got a meatball sandwich I'm going to have to get you to try here too.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah. Keep them coming. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I know. When the jerky toss happens during the game, they toss out some beef jerky. I'm always like, well, can't they toss one up to me? It's just one bag of beef jerky. So,
well, there you go.
There you go. Hey, buddy. I wanted to talk to you about a few things. First of all, your Giants, though, beaten up, a lot of injuries. How healthy are you?
I'm just an old beat-up old football guy, but I don't have to play hockey at the level that these guys do. And they, our dressing room looks like a MASH unit right now. But, you know, I thought our guys gave it all last night or on Sunday night. I thought they played very well considering who was out of the lineup. They were up against a pretty formidable group and a world junior goaltender. And I thought our guys played well, a few breaks, and it would have been a pretty even game.
Yeah. No, I thought you guys played really, worked hard, by the way. Just among other things.
Yeah, there's some sandpaper in our game now, and I like that. So,
my friend. Giants are on the road this weekend, but they're back home on Friday, make it Saturday, January 31st, when Kelowna comes to town. And Ty Haliburta comes back to town. But also, more importantly, it's Country Night. Tell me more about Country Night. Patterson Media presenting Country Night. I love Country Night.
Well, just it's a country music promo and a Country Night where we celebrate our Western heritage. There'll be a few acts in the building that'll perform. And we're also doing a drive for Basics for Babies.
Mm. And what happens with that?
Well, you bring something for an infant, similar to a food bank drive, and we donate it all to Basics for Babies, and or you can just make a money donation and make sure that some of our less fortunate people in the community are able to look after their kids properly.
Excellent. By the way, here's a thought starter. You got 2 weeks to get Isaac, your fine PR director. What's Isaac's title?
Isaac is the manager of stakeholder engagement.
Okay, there you go. What you need on Country Night is a couple of, remember the old days when you put a dime into the pony and the horse would rock? You'd be at Simpson Sears or somewhere like
that? There you go. So there you go, a dime. You and I are dating ourselves and we say we put a dime in.
I hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Because you get a couple of those and kids can ride by donation and that money can go in Basics for Babies. There you go, a couple of those in there. And you, other than bringing a real pony in, Sipe?
Well, I can do that too.
Yeah, you have pony rides for the kids in there? Sure. Isaac can walk behind the pony and clean up after it. There you go.
There you go.
Another job for Isaac. Yep. Anyway, Country Night, January 31st. Then on February 7th, 80s Night. Presentation of Jack FM when Kamloops is in town. I still have the clothes from the 80s, so that might happen, Sipe. What else happens?
Well, I'm featuring 80s music, some flashback video, some events in the building that hopefully there's no streaking or any of that stuff that we had happen in the 80s, but we'll have some fun with it and reminisce, shall we say. Brooke, you and I'll remember our youthful days of exuberance.
I'm getting old enough someone does have to remind me of what I was doing. But I still have a lime green tank top from the 80s.
There you go. Well, it's probably coming back in. Oh, you'll be okay.
If I got 2 weeks to work out and try to, firm up the shoulders and whatnot and drop that on you guys. On February 13th, Penticton in town, CMHA Talk Hockey or CMHA Talk Today game.
Yeah, that's just an awareness, mental health, and the issues that we deal with in our communities right now, and in support of the idea that we all need to talk about our issues and share with somebody that don't go it alone. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you have some issues, mental, whatever they may be, make sure you don't try it yourself. Take a pill. If there's a pill, take a pill.
Or ride a horse.
Yeah, ride a horse.
There you go.
Final one for you, bud. The prospect game, too. I haven't had your thoughts on that coming. The WHL prospect game on a Wednesday night, February the 18th. That's a nice coup by you guys.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have some guys in that game. It's going to be also a time to see all the top prospects for the NHL draft coming up in the spring in Buffalo. And they have some announcements to be made around celebrity coaches and guest coaches and staffing and things. So as that progresses, I think people can get a little bit more excited about it and be wanting to be there here for it. People don't want to miss that. So Wednesday night.
Is this the first one? Is this the first WHL prospect?
It's the first WHL one. Like, we hosted the CHL one a few years ago.
Yeah.
When Bedard was here. But this is the first WHL one. I think it's great because it really showcases our league. And the WHL, no slight being given here to the O or the Q, but the WHL is the number one producer of professional hockey players in the world. And we're going to show why on that February 18th.
Great idea. Must have been yours. Great idea. The Dub Prospect Game. Wasn't Isaac's. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Look forward to the horses when we get in town on country night. Like, hey, pony rides for the kids or, you know, take a dime. Plug it in.
There you go. Well,
thanks, boss.
We'll make sure you get that meatball sandwich on deck here for you next week. So.
Thanks, Siper.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Dale Sipe, Senior VP Vancouver Giants. And now we move on to the Senior Play-by-Play Broadcaster of the Vancouver Giants, the veteran. How many years now, Nathan, have you been doing play-by-play for the Giants? What's this, year three?
Yeah, this year three. Senior? I don't know about senior.
Senior, man. Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that word. I don't know.
Nobody else. Well, get used to it, man. They ain't going to get any more junior. So, and how many? When did you first start your play-by-play career? What year?
That would be 2016, 17.
Okay, so... well, you're 10 years in, man. That's veteran status.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it doesn't feel like 10. Oh, my goodness.
Man, you're no longer a rookie. You're not a sophomore.
Yeah, is that a veteran?
Ugh. Veteran, man. Veteran broadcaster, 10 years in. The professional. You get paid. Giants pay you. You're a pro.
Yeah. That is true.
I know.
Professional, yeah. I see these terms, I'm like, veteran, professional,
I just had Siper.
I just like to have fun with it.
I had Siper on, and I forgot to ask him if he planned to bring you back next year, because I assume you're... I forgot the next time I'll ask that. Then I'll have more information. Enjoy your last year, Nathan.
Yeah, there we go. I got to make the most of it. Right?
Yeah, make the most of the last year. Every call could be your last call. You never know, so... When I did the Canadians play-by-play years ago, I'd go on the field before the game, and they're nice enough to let me to go shag flies during batting practice and all that, which was really cool out at Nat Bailey. So my question to you is, are you allowed to go on the ice with the Giants? Either the pregame skate would be great, or on an off day, you lace them up. Do you go out there? That'd be cool.
I don't dare ask. Wow. I probably might have the leash. I probably could if I asked at the right time in the right situation. I don't know if I'd want to embarrass myself.
Yeah, you would.
I don't want to embarrass myself.
No, you really would. You really would. It'd be a highlight for you. And I'm not kidding.
The only way I would do it is if our content manager, if on our staff, if she joined us and made a segment out of it, it would have to be worth it.
Bailey Dick, your content creator. Guess who is going to hear about that next time I see her? hey, Bailey, I got one for you. But you know, maybe they're short a goalie someday. They strap the pads on, and you go in, and, you know, let people hit you with a puck.
Oh boy, that is. You just took a step. There's one thing to like join them on the ice. There's another entire thing. I know you're the goalie guy, but oh boy, I am not going in that net.
Yeah, I'd do it.
No, thank you.
I'd do it, but I bring my old gear from the 1970s, and that would not stand up well. But
no, see, that's what we need. I'll do practice if you go in net.
Oh, I'm in. Call Paul Fricker, mate. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's make this happen. I'm in. No sweat. Have Burke Hood or Kelton Pine dress me up. Beautiful. Okay. Go out there and ask the guys to, if the right-handed guys have to shoot left-handed, I'm in.
So, yeah, that's the number one.
That's a deal. Anyway, I think if you can make that happen, it's a career, one of my career highlights is shagging flies with these guys game after game after game. If you can make that happen once, even though you might be going, there's the odd player that can skate faster than you, trust me, it's going to be a career highlight for you. It'll be great. Make it happen, man. If you can, I highly, let's just say I'm a veteran, I'd highly recommend it.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see what we can do.
I want to be there for that, though. You got to tell me when it happens. So, the Giants, we can get to them in a moment, too. But also an announcement today about, which I did not drop on Cyper, is the coaching staff for the WHL Prospects game. And part of the coaching staff will be Parker Burgess of the Giants. Go, Mr. Cantor.
Yeah, it's interesting what they've done. So the entire BC division, all the head coaches will serve on the bench in some sort of capacity. So, as you mentioned, yes, Giants head coach Parker Burgess will be this prospects game. Reminder that it's coming to the LEC under a month away now, February 18th, and it will be Team West versus Team East. But all the coaches will be from the BC division. So Parker Burgess and James Patrick, the head coach of the Victoria Royals, they will be the assistants on Team West. Excuse me, the head coach will be Prince George Cougars head coach Mark Lamb. So you have kind of the furthest west of the BC teams, Victoria, Vancouver, and Prince George. They'll be in charge of Team West. And then Team East, even though the players will be from the Eastern Conference, they will be coached by the head coach of Kelowna, Kamloops, and Penticton. So Fred Harbinson, Derek Martin, and then Sean Clouston, who's with Kamloops, those will be the three coaches for Team East, who obviously represent the other BC division. So kind of interesting that they're doing it here with, I guess, the idea, of course, it being hosted in Vancouver, hosted at Langley Event Center. They wanted the BC flavor to be behind both benches, and I think that's kind of cool.
I did ask Dale about this, but what are your thoughts of having a Western Hockey League prospect game?
Oh, it's great. I think it's necessary. I mean, just with the change, right? Like you used to have the CHL top prospects team, and that obviously very hard to make that roster because you're looking at from three leagues, right? You got the OHL and the Q, and of course the Western League as well. And so that's how many spots, 40 whatever spots open, one for two teams playing each other. Then that changed. You took that away. You replaced it with the CHL USA Prospects Challenge. Now it's even harder to make that because you have one team from all three leagues. So Ryan Lynn was so good. Of course, he was on Team CHL. Mathis Preston, he was on Team CHL. And so, but what that meant when now you have, it's so hard to make those rosters, and now that has changed. You needed to replace it, I think, with more league representation. So each league has followed suit and done that, right? Like the OHL Top Prospects game, I don't know if it's happened yet. I know it's in January. It might even be this week. They're doing their own. The QMJHL did their own in the first half, and now the Western Hockey League also as well. So it's basically it's this. It is a showcase for the players. You're going to get all sorts of NHL scouts. Like, that's what you get when it was the CHL USA Prospects Challenge. That's what you did get when it was the CHL Top Prospects game, which, of course, the Giants hosted when Connor Bedard was in his draft year in 2023. So it's just, there's NHL scouts from every single team will be here on February 18th. Patrick Alvin, actually, not related to the Prospects game. Patrick Alvin was at the Giants game the other day.
I know. I thought he got lost.
Yeah. Oh, I know he was. I'm sure he's watching Carson Carls and would have watched Brian Lynn if he was in that game.
I hear you, but it was foggy out, and the head of the Vancouver Giants showed up
at the wrong rink
at the LEC. It's like, what? Wow, yeah. So I mean, maybe he took a wrong turn, but it's nice to see him there. That's good.
Yeah. So I hadn't seen him yet before. You see, obviously, over the course of the year, you see a lot of different scouts.
Don't get me started. I mean, the guy's the GM of the Canucks. I mean, the general manager of the Canucks, and we've seen him once. Giants. I mean, come on. Anyway, don't get me started. And when are the roster? By the way, the OHL game went last Wednesday.
It was last week. Okay.
So, yeah, it was a closely matched, it says here, a closely matched game with the Eastern Conference winning 5-4 in OT.
That would be great if
Close
you could get a game like that.
Says
yeah,
that anyway.
Overtime?
Yeah, when are the rosters for the Dub game announced?
Yeah, so get ready. They're coming out soon. Get ready for those Wednesday morning, the rosters for the full roster. So some players have been announced. Ryan Lind was already named to the team. That's no surprise. Now, he is hurt, so the hope is he can still play, but we don't know officially yet. Obviously, it depends on how his healing process goes over the next few weeks. We're, you know, about 4 weeks away. But he had already been named to the team, as had Mathis Preston, who's unfortunately also hurt. And
yeah.
We don't have to get to the injuries continuing to pile up for the Vancouver Giants, but the full rosters will go. So here's what I can say. Expect more Giants. There will be more. We saw the midterm rankings released by NHL Central Scouting. We had five Giants on those midterm rankings, including Lynn and Preston as first rounders, both in the top 32 amongst North American skaters. But there were three other Giants. Brett Olsen was ranked on the midterms. Joe Aginla recently acquired, hasn't played yet, but as a Giant, but he's getting closer, and he was ranked in the midterm rankings, as was Tobias Tomic. So we know some of those players. I don't know all.
I hear you.
But hey, some of them will be announced.
Throw Burke Hood in there for me too, if you would, while we're here. So
that would be great. The already drafted Islanders prospect.
Oh, okay. There you go. Thanks. Thanks for reminding me. If this wasn't live, I'd edit that out there. No, he's all you can't be drafted and play in this game. Okay.
No, this is all that, and that's the thing. Like a lot of local people who should be invested in this. No offense, but with the way the Canucks season is going, come out and see all the top prospects. Like, there's a lot of big names.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, Patrick. Take a wrong turn again. Come on out.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be there.
Watch this game. He'll be there. I hope so, man.
He will be there.
If he's not, it tells you an even bigger story about the Canucks.
I'll tell you another name who will definitely be there, and I hope this isn't a sore point for Canucks fans as well. But you know Judd Brackett?
Yes,
former scout? He's coming.
Okay, that's good.
He's coming. He works for the Wild, I believe.
By the way, we see Ron DeLorme out there all the time, so the Canucks do have representation out there.
Yes,
so
that's important to say.
We see DeLorme all the time. It's just you don't see the general manager, who I don't know where he lives, but it's not that long of a drive. But I'd like to see the GM of the local hockey club of the NHL variety out there, maybe more often, but DeLorme is out there doing the job. Come on, you're the GM. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Prince George, when do you guys leave?
That's a long drive. Leave Thursday, all day drive, play Friday, play Saturday, come home Saturday overnight.
Okay.
So.
Enjoy, buddy. All right, thank you, pal. You're the best. We'll look forward to the names that drop tomorrow, and I will see you in Kelowna when Ty Haliburta and the Kelowna Rockets hit town on the 31st.
Yes, Ty Haliburta's return. Get your tickets. That'll be really interesting. January 31st, Saturday at Langley Event Center. We'll see you then, Brooke.
Nathan Canner, play-by-play voice of your Vancouver Giants. Bill Wilms going to come and join us in a couple of moments, too. The veteran analyst. We have a veteran play-by-play team with the Giants, actually, because you're 10 years into the career of play-by-play of Nathan Canner, and Bill Wilms has been with the Giants since the Giants have been with Bill Wilms. They both started, early 2000s, first year with the Vancouver Giants. So he's been with the Giants for a quarter of a century, and Bill done many, many hockey games when it comes to color commentary prior to that in the Western Hockey League and throughout junior hockey. Former coach in juniors as well. Bill, former player years ago. Bill's been around. He's the veteran. He's going to come up next. Interesting there, too, with Nathan. I feel like such a dummy saying, hey, Burke Hood? Burke Hood's going to play, right? No, he's already been drafted. Oh, yeah. I kind of like, it's the prospects game, Brooke. And I hadn't really thought about that. I just thought, we'll get Burke Hood in there, too. No, if you've been drafted, you don't play in the prospects game, Brooke. That's a good one. I share that with you. In fact, I repeat it because I feel so stupid that I repeat it. The Giants are in Prince George on Friday and Saturday, as Nathan just told you. Back-to-back against the Cougars. Cougars 5-1 over the Giants on Sunday at the LEC, including the empty net goal. So the G-men are riding a three-game losing streak right now, but they were unbeaten in three going into that, so they're on a 2-3-1 run. Back in PG and back home against Ty Haliburta and the Kelowna Rockets. Can you be 20 and play in the prospects game? I should ask Nathan that. Haliburta. I mean, you're still draftable, I think, anyway. As the 20-year-old coming back and the Rockets and Ty Haliburta, that'll be a fun night, too, to see Ty in a Rocket jersey. That'll take us through the end of January. Here comes February, too, boys and girls. Holy smokes. Daylight is burning. Seize the day. Gather ye rosebuds while she may. Time flies, folks. The Giants weekend again. A 3-2 loss, or check that, a 4-2 loss to Penticton on Friday night. A 4-1 loss to Everett on Saturday. And 5-1 to Prince George on Sunday, including the empty netter. But when the dust settles, they were outscored 13-4 over the weekend, too. And giving up a lot of shots in those games as well. And the injuries and the players out of the lineup for the Giants right now, they're like two of their top players, if not the two top players of the forward end or of the skaters, as they say. They never call the goaltender a skater. I'm like, well, he's a skater. But anyway, of the skaters of the non-goaltending variety, their top two players are out. And Hartman's out too, and they've had some issues there for Vancouver. Tittleback also was banged up last week. So you can see how they would drop three in a row and have some trouble creating offense. Bill Williams coming up next. Talk about all that and more. And the Prospects game coming up February 18th, a Wednesday night. The WHL Prospect game. Get your tickets, VancouverGiants.com/tickets. I'm Brooke Ward. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week. This is Jack the Giant.
Oh, oh, oh.
And this is Sportsnet 650.
Hello, everybody. It's your old friend Danny Gallivan, and you're listening to a scintillating, rapier-like Brooke Ward.
Oh, oh, oh.
Danny G, the Gallivanian one, doing the Savardian spinorama in scintillating, rapier-like fashion. And so is this guy, by the way. He's scintillating. He's rapier-like. And he is the color commentator for your Vancouver Giants, who at the LEC on Saturday night host Ty Haliburta and the Memorial Cup bound, the host, the Colonial Rockets, at the Langley Event Center. Now the moment you've all been waiting for. No, not the end of the show. Bill Wilms is with us. You heard, I told you off the top, Nathan and I talked. Bill is announced he's going to hang him up with the Giants after 25 years. He and his lovely wife, Eve. You got Bill, you got your Eve, your Believe. They are now going to get some time off in the winter to do more things in hockey. And Bill's with us. Hello, Bill Eve. How are you, pal?
Terrific. Kind of, you know, when I look at the overall picture of the years and where did they go, if you would have told me. I mean, Brooke, honestly, I start thinking now 25. I cannot imagine how that even happened. But it was meant to be. Absolutely right. And it certainly wouldn't happen with my good wife, Eve, as you know. And looking forward, and we'll definitely miss these conversations that I've had with you for all the years. It's been great. It's an honor to be with you every time I am, Brooke. I mean that.
Oh, you're too kind. You haven't heard the last of me, man. You think you're losing me next year? Come on.
Well, there you go.
You don't
maybe
have to be
at
the game. I'll talk to Pete. We'll do a weekly deal here. We'll get a bill on every week. 25 years ago, by the way, not that you're old, but you were like in your 50s, weren't you?
Yeah.
Is that crazy? If you go, yeah, okay, sure, I'll go do some Giants games. The next thing you know, you're not in your 50s.
Well, I know. That's the amazing part. Oh, golly, I don't know.
Why? Why are you hanging them up?
It just feels right. You know, it. The more I've made that decision and I look back and I think, is that really what happened? Year 26 would not even fit right. It wouldn't. You know, I mean, you know, I love preparing, Brooke. That's as much fun as I do in any of the Giant stuff. And putting a headset and talking about hockey, I mean, what gets better than that? But to think of the journey ahead is what says, no, it's enough. And you know what? I think it's, I think from a Giant standpoint, they put up with me for 25 years, and I'm happy as heck about that.
Wow. That is humble of you to say, but what a loss it's going to be, Bill, for all of us. So put that on your plate. It's going to be a big difference. You started way back. What was your first game you ever called? You'd be in the 80s probably. First game.
Well, we go back to Western Hockey League coverage. Would be go back to the 80s with the New West Bruins. Absolutely.
On Shaw TV, I think, back then.
Well, it was community television.
Yeah.
It was Surrey 4 or whatever it was called, and you know, we did live to tape, and then it was showed during the week.
Yeah. No, I just remember back then, that ran all over the place. All of a sudden, you'd see yourself, you might record in Surrey, because Dan Russell, I know, had you heavily involved in it. I was involved times doing interviews and things like that here and there. All of a sudden, you just pop up on Delta, or you just pop up here. Yeah. You'd pop up on TV on when the games were shown, like days later.
And Brooke, you know, when I stop and think about it, how I got my start, it was completely, purely by chance. I mean, if I don't know Dan Russell, I never get the ask to. I think I followed a guy called Bill Courage with Dan at Queen's Park Arena.
Yeah, real quick, Dan was doing play-by-play on Burnaby Cable or whatever, or Shot TV, whatever it was back then, as Bill said. But Dan needed colorman and needed someone to do interviews at times. And so, among other things, he had Bill Courage, longtime disc jockey, longtime friend of Dan's as well, come on and do color. And then he honed in on Bill, who he'd known for years when Bill was a coach, and took Dan under his wing as a young broadcaster, a pre-broadcaster, shall we say, folks. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately Dan returned the favor with Bill because Bill did so many nice things for a teenage Dan Russell in the industry from a hockey standpoint. That's supposed to be you doing the interview, Bill. And then here we are. So that's how that all evolved. But back then, it was Dan who opened the door for a lot of people.
100%. He was our first babysitter. He was 14 years old. Literally
a Wilms babysitter at 14 years of age.
Yeah. He's 14. He lives across the street from us in Richmond and Montrose. And I took him along to a lot of the games that I was coaching. He did, as you know, the play-by-play into a tape recorder and had fun with it. Sherry Wilms, my daughter, always sang the national anthem on Dan's tape stuff that he played with. It was fun. I never went to broadcast school. I didn't know anything about all of that. And you know, I mean, I don't mean to be hokey, but, you know, the good Lord wanted me in that and said, here, I'm going to open the door and I'm not going to slam it shut till 2012. In that case, 30 plus years later. And here we are.
There we are. Even more. And again, just for folks, Dan would go to the hockey games as a teenager, wanting then even to be, as a young kid, a play-by-play broadcaster. So he'd sit in the crowd with his tape recorder and would do play-by-play, you know, the tape recorder, just for himself as practice. And Bill's daughter, Sherry, is a singer as well. She sings. And that's funny. She sang the national anthem on the front end of Dan's recordings.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he would play. Yeah, exactly. He'd play somebody singing and say, well, that's Sherry Smith singing the national anthem.
That's too funny. And
you know what? What was I going to say? It was a natural and it was fortunate. And, you know, then he needed a live to air. Resume.
Demo tape.
What do you call it?
Demo tape. Demo tape.
Yeah, he needed live to air because we were doing live to tape and then it was shown. Even though, I could tell you so many stories about that. We did one game at the end of the game, believe it or not. After it was all over, we did it. We put a front and a back on it. Obviously, the front sounded great because we predicted pretty much exactly what was going to happen. But we had some great times. And he went to Seattle. He asked me to come along with him, do those games.
Seattle Thunderbirds. Dan did that along with yourself, 3 years with the Thunderbirds, while he hosted the Sports Talk Show at the same time, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. It's in his book. And it's pretty cool the way it's described, because I was privy to it. I mean, I saw what he did firsthand. And it was, you know, when you combine WHL play-by-play and sports talk, it was magic. Yeah. People would not know very often what was going on. It was so good. It was amazing. I mean, he's brilliant.
I know in his book, again, not that we're here to talk about Dan, but Dan had mentioned, ties into you, Bill, of course, but Dan had the T-Birds game would go long and sports talk was starting. And so Dan would have to take a commercial break as an example on the T-Bird game and go over and do something live on sports talk for 2 minutes and then come back and continue the hockey game and bounce back and forth. Crazy times. But he went from a 14-year-old babysitter for Bill Wilms. Bill took him under his wing and on the hockey side of things and got him to all these games so he could do these fake play-by-plays. And then Dan returned the favor. And here we are talking to Bill tonight on Sportsnet 650.
Brooke, real quick, he didn't go anywhere else. He never left his seat at the Seattle Thunderbird game. He just talked into a different mic.
There you go.
He killed his play-by-play mic and spoke. And I knew when that was happening, when he was introducing, and you were probably sitting in for him possibly some of these nights
sometimes
at the station. He would literally introduce the show And I knew that while he was, I could hear him introducing, sitting right beside me.
So the game's going on, and he points to you. And,
I'm doing color for about what? How long was it?
Two minutes if you needed it.
Yeah.
Or however long he went. But Bill, in other words, he would tell Bill, go start talking and do some color, turn his play-by-play mic down, turn another mic up that went back to CKNW in sports talk, do an intro or whatever he needed to do. And by the time he finished doing that and through to commercial or whatever, or through to an interview that he'd taped, Bill then could stop talking and Dan would do play-by-play again.
Yeah, no, exactly. Huh. And it was so hilarious because while I'm doing color, he's talking to the other mic and I'm hearing him say, welcome to the Tuesday night edition of Sports Talk. This is Dan Russell. And you know what? This is fun. If the game went longer in Seattle, the WHL game, then and the show literally came on, then Bobby Addison or whoever was it. No, it was Scott Woodgate.
It could be Woodgate or Bob Addison or Heath would be back.
Yeah,
maybe too.
Yeah, or Heath Morgan. He would intro the show, the first guest, and Dan would play on his show in Vancouver what he wanted to do live, but he couldn't do it live because intro it live because the game was still going on. So he played segment two of Sports Talk in segment one while we were still doing the game.
Because he had some taped interviews in the can, shall we say. So in case something happened, I could go to this interview. So,
exactly.
Wild. Wild, Billy. Well, that's quite a ride to be along, you know, yourself to be on too and going, wow, interesting. Boy, every time you're on the show here, I learn something. Nathan was just saying the same. Every broadcast, he learned something that he didn't know he didn't know.
Wow.
But otherwise, Dan would do the same thing. He had to be learning from you, and you're learning from Dan. That's a great team, all from a. And he's a good babysitter, probably too, way back when.
Oh yeah, no, he was a good. He one time we went to Scottsdale in the middle of winter, and I ended up, as he would say, bad bounce. He looked after a swimming pool. I got 6 inches of ice in there, and he had to come over and keep the circulation box, whatever it is. He had to keep punching ice so it wouldn't freeze over. Oh, he would be swearing at me now playing golf in Phoenix.
I hear you. And there'll be lots more golf for Bill coming up. Bill Wilms is with us, who is with the Giants till the end of the year. And, I'll say it. Maybe longer. You never know. But at this point, he's told the Giants this will be his final year. 25 years of broadcasting Giants games. What do you, you know a lot of stuff, Bill. What do you know now that you didn't know 25 years ago?
Well, obviously, the athlete is different. You got to coach different now than you did back, at that time.
In what way?
You could be more demanding. You could be in your face more with players, even though others would be watching. Always meaning well, Brooke. I mean, nobody was trying to disparage any player.
Years ago.
You could really demand. Without really being in any way physical, but verbally, you could talk in a way that you can't talk to athletes right now, and it's a good thing. I'm not suggesting it isn't, but that was probably the biggest thing. And we get so many hockey players now, and good for them. They come from elite programs, they come from academies, they've got agents at 14 years old, and you're dealing with a whole different kind of landscape when you're dealing with today's athlete. And today's hockey player wants to know why. It's not just, he thought why he wasn't playing or why he had to do extra push-ups or had to do extra laps or whatever, whatever he had to do. But,
years ago, you got yelled at basically but not necessarily taught anything, I would think. Today, too, you don't get yelled at as much. But as you say, players want to know why. Well, how come I'm getting this and this, and I need that information to improve myself?
Well, let me explain one thing. At the Vancouver Forum, when I was coaching the Vancouver Junior Canucks, it happened once in a while that they didn't take their equipment off. After the building was empty, they had to run bleachers. We had to go up and down, up and down, up and down. Or stay on the ice and do cross over and back. Place was empty, not in front of any spectators. And it was always a case, and I meant it, and I think a lot of them understood it. Look, it's not as punishment. You said we didn't play well enough, and we can't take a step backwards by having a game where we didn't compete properly. So, let's get this out of our system. We're going to do a little bit of extra work after the game. We could never do that today. So I had a practice. I had a practice after a game one time in Richmond Sockeyes. I had a practice 6 o'clock the next morning at the Four Rings. And I told him at the end of the second period, I said, you know what? If we're not playing well, let's be honest. And if we don't play better in the third period, not win, I didn't say anything about winning.
Yeah.
We don't play better, I got a 6 o'clock practice tomorrow morning. Oh, why? Ouch. Ouch. Because we don't want to take a step backwards.
I would play a lot better, I think, Bill. if that was said to me, at least, you know, I work harder. If I wasn't working hard enough, you would get a work ethic out of me in the third period for sure, no matter what.
Those
motivational techniques, right? You can't run the guys up the stands anymore.
No, absolutely not. And it was funny on the over and backs. I remember my captain at the time on about the fifth one. Paul Carson was my captain. He would be yelling and screaming, "Let's go, guys, let's go." And I thought that's exactly what I wanted to hear on that fifth over and back.
The Paul Carson?
No, well, the hockey player.
Okay. I was thinking of the sports page, Paul Carson, for a moment. I thought, well, that'd be interesting. I didn't know he played hockey. So.
Yeah.
But over and backs, I hated over and back. Of course, I was a goalie, so
yeah.
In the gear, nobody expected you to keep up.
Yeah.
So you could look like you were skating hard, and you didn't really have to. But still, over and backs, not a fan. But things changed, and that's for better. You don't need to.
I think so, 100%.
Don't need to berate people and embarrass people. Times have changed. That's how I felt at the time, Bill, frankly. In the 70s, when I was playing my minor hockey, you'd get some coaches just yelling at you. Not tell you how to play better, just tell you to play better. It's like, well, you haven't taught me anything here. That's why I quit, basically, playing back then. It's like, I'm not really getting anything out of this. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, times have changed. Vancouver Giants over the weekend. The walking wounded. Nathan tells me Mittelstadt is banged up too. I think lower body, Bill, but may play on Saturday night. But you got Joe Aginla back. And Olsen took a puck in the face, and he came back, but he was wearing a shield. So, wow. And no one's coming back in a hurry, according to Nathan, necessarily, other than maybe Mittelstadt.
You know, listen, the Vancouver Giants in the last five games had honestly very, very little, if not no chance, to really win. The discrepancy between the teams just this weekend was so obvious, okay? You're playing a top six team in a 23-team conference, and you're trying to figure out which players will be available to you. That was not the injuries. I mean, we can live with that, but who are we getting to replace them? Brooke, the coaches literally were being introduced to guys that would be wearing a Giants uniform that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Really, Connor Radke, Caden Hayes, Tafari Chingura, Joe Aginla, okay, but that was still his first introduction to the team. And you really are still learning who is Sam Charko, who is Jackson Polinchuk, who is Volotovsky. You know, they played six games. That's it. Hmm. And people are expecting a win? It's almost impossible. I mean, it's no longer a question for me of looking at who the injured players. That's the obvious thing. But who are you putting in these uniforms? And, you know, players with uniforms always look good during the national anthem. It's when the puck drops, you find out what kind of player they are, okay? And this is so incredibly difficult. I mean, the coaches in the post-game shows are, you know, they're saying no excuses. Are you serious? Got to find a way to win. How are you going to win when you've got seven or eight guys that you don't even know what they can do?
You know, if you're looking at chemistry as well, which is what I think you're referring to, Bill, to among other things, but you just, at the deadline, you rolled over 25% of your roster and you brought in, you know, six new guys. Half of them are hurt. So you have to go deeper into your bullpen of young underage players to bring them in. It's like, what? I might have to go back to the roster and find out who's still here.
Well, you know, Brooke, it isn't always the younger guys you're bringing in. You're bringing in players from your 50-man protected list.
Mm.
And those are guys that are playing in the Alberta Junior League, BCHL. These are your affiliate players. You can bring them up. There's a big difference between the two levels. The last seven games during all of this, and I look, and you can obviously hear me saying, I'm looking at who's available, not who's hurt. It's who's available. And expecting a win, the last seven games, the Giants have not scored more than two goals. It's plain and simple. I mean, what are you going to do? You literally being introduced.
I hear you. I'm looking at the roster as you are, but who's available? Oreskovic of the old guard. So I'll throw Volotovsky out the old guard of the new guard. Then old guard Oreskovic is available. Olsen, Tittleback's hurt. Give you Giroux because he was here before,
but still pretty new.
But he's new. Chorny, Mittelstadt, Dominic Kelly, Morelli. Wow, I'm getting low in the depth chart. That's about it. Skok.
Yeah.
That's it. And unless you count goaltenders. What was that? Six guys, maybe? Something like that?
Yeah.
They've been here all year?
Yeah. And so you're bringing in new people. You're putting them, their body's coming in wearing a giant uniform, and the coaching staff hardly knows anything about them.
Wow.
And so, the one box you can check is, will they show up? It wasn't a lot about winning games last five, in my opinion. It was who's showing up, and you can check that box. The compete effort, continue to check that box game in, game out. Absolutely no question about that. But, it wasn't going to be realistic. And, like I say, the coaches all say the right thing, but how are you going to do it with that particular group of new players? But, they start now a five-game homestand. And it starts, Friday night?
Saturday night, Kelowna in town.
And, I think the front end of that is Kelowna, the back end of that is Penticton, and in between there's some games there. And that five-game series will now really clearly determine where this Vancouver Giant team stands as far as the playoffs are concerned. But for me right now, how the Giants could have won any of the games? Okay, up in Prince George, you get a five-minute power play. Maybe somewhere in the game you get another 5 minute power play, or at least a double minor. Maybe you get a penalty shot. Maybe you get a breakaway that you can score on. Your goalie's going to have to be 950 at least. Your penalty kill's got to be 1,000. Those are the ifs that Giants would have needed on this particular weekend. And I think it's just unrealistic. The fans definitely want wins, but you got to be very realistic. And I'm suggesting let's give this next five-game homestand, a chance. And again, a pretty good opponent in Kelowna who are still trying to figure it all out with their new groups. But that's all water under the bridge, Brooke.
Before I let you run, the Rockets, the Memorial Cup hosts this year, who have moved up in the pack in the West recently, Bill, what do you think about some of the moves they made, including the Haliburton move out of Vancouver and others going on, trying to rebuild that to be competitive by the time they get to the Memorial Cup?
Brooke, they were last in the league last year, and it was a lot laughingstock so much of this year, early in the year, when, hey, they're the 2026 Memorial Cup hosts. The spotlight has really been on them. They were 11 points behind the last place team, or they were the last place team last year. And I said, watch how they're going to rebuild. And it's just a fascinating journey that I hope the fans, get a chance to see. I'll tell you quickly, the team is now completely rebuilt. Okay, Shane Smith, Carson Wedge, Ty Haliburton, Mazin, Leslie, TJ Ginlett, Thomas Politon, Keith McGinnis, Parker Alkos at Vancouver Canuck, Wojtek Cichosz, most valuable player in the World Junior just now. It's Peyton Kettles. Unrecognizable, Brooke. Now, they played the fewest road games the most road games of anybody in the league right now. They're going to play the most home games. You know why? Because they want to be ready for the playoffs. And you want this new Kelowna Rocket team to finish strong at the end of the season on home ice. And that's by design. That schedule was made up exactly for that reason, that they get a lot of home games. And they played the fewest home games. Hmm. And now you're going to see a lot of them. And one of them that we're lucky to see is a road game, and it's in Vancouver this coming weekend. So they've got Kelowna coming in, and they've got Red Deer after that. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to see what this new Kelowna team looks like.
Kelowna right now sixth in the West, so they have moved up. They're within 2 points of fourth, and a lot of home games coming up for the Rockets as well. And they have games in hand on the teams they're chasing down too. So you can see they're close to third. They're 8 point, or check that. They're close to fourth. They're eight out of third, Bill, but trying to catch Prince George, that'd be tough. But still, they could finish in the top four and suddenly get home ice as they look at
and lots of home games, and that's a great deal for them to get home ice for round one. You don't want to lose the first or second round of the playoffs and wait several weeks to be the host of the Memorial Cup team. We saw that in Saskatoon a number of years ago. And I'm just saying that they've done a wonderful job of rebuilding a team that was dead last year. And I'm anxious to see them.
Mr. Wilms, if you need a babysitter, I'm available. It worked out for a 14-year-old Dan Russell. That worked out well for his career. I don't know where I was back then, but thanks. You never phoned, but maybe there's still a chance for me.
Well, I'm glad you're available because I'll look after the birth certificate. You just make sure you're available.
Okay. Now, I might need a chaperone, too, in there. You never know. Someone to look after me. So thank you, Bill. Okay. Appreciate it, pal.
Thanks, bud.
Bill Wilms, he is the best, and he's hanging him up. He's hanging him up with the Giants. I will say again, at least on a regular basis, will not be the full-time color commentator for the Giants next year, unless something changes. Maybe there'll be a change of heart. Maybe there'll be off-season discussions, an offer he can't refuse. But otherwise, maybe he just dips in and shows up every now and then, the odd home game here and there. You could do that as well. Mr. Wilms, big shoes to replace with the Giants, impossible shoes to replace. In the Giants, who do you want to be the next guy? You got to follow Bill Wilms. That's a tough gig. You're not going to turn that gig down, but that's a tough one. Vancouver Giants front end of a 5-game homestand, as Mr. Wilms has talked about as well. The G-men haven't had a win in a while. They could use one starting Saturday night against the Kelowna Rockets. Just trying to get healthy, this Vancouver team. It's a 7 o'clock game, Giants and Kelowna. It's at the Langley Event Center. Tickets are available. VancouverGiants.com/tickets. Saturday, Kelowna. Sunday, Red Deer, the 4 o'clock game at the LEC. And then the following Friday and Saturday, you got Spokane coming in and Kamloops coming in. Then you get into mid-February, folks, with the final game of the 5-game homestand, Penticton, on February 13th. So over the next 2 weeks, 5 home games for the Giants. No 3-3s to mess around with. A chance to maybe rest up, make up some ground in the West, and get some guys healthy. Good to stay off the iron long, at least. I thank you so much for joining us tonight here on The Place to Be, Sportsnet 650. Big thanks, of course, to Jack the Giant riding shotgun. He's my bouncer. Thank you, Jack.
Ho, ho, ho.
And thanks to you, the loyal listener, as well. Stay with us. There's more sports action to come. 24-7. That's 24 minutes a day. 7 days a month, 24/7 sports action all the time right here. I'm Brooke Ward. This has been Vancouver Giants This Week. You are listening to the voice of the Giants, the voice of sports in Vancouver and British Columbia. This is Sportsnet 650.